parish council members right after the homily. It's common for us to mark the passage of time with anniversaries and celebrations, birthdays. And the word Pentecost is essentially a marking of the passage of time. And Pentecost meaning 50, marking 50 days after the beginning of the harvest, after Passover, and the end of this festival of weeks, or festival of booths, or tents. And so the Israelites would bring in their harvest and celebrate. Its deeper spiritual meaning, though, was also a memorial of their deliverance from Egypt, from that place of bondage and slavery, after that Passover, when they dwelt throughout the desert in booths or in tents. So during their harvest, they would dwell in these tents as they brought in the harvest. And so at its heart, Pentecost is not just like an agricultural celebration, but a recognition of their salvation and their total dependence on God. Pentecost is a feast, a festival of receiving the harvest, receiving freedom, receiving that deliverance that the Lord brings us. Pentecost for us celebrates what the Lord has given us and what he continues to give us. For us as Christians, it's the end of the Easter season, 50 days after our Lord's Passover from death to life, and the salvation that we receive from him, and acknowledging our total dependence on God. So we might be tempted to say, oh, Pentecost, a feast of receiving, good. That's easy. Maybe for some. But for many of us, we really need to learn how to receive. To receive acknowledges that somebody else has something to offer us, something that can benefit us, something good to give us. God is that other that we seek who has something good to give us, and he wants us to acknowledge that. God has this new and full life to give us through the Holy Spirit. Our lives as Christians, this new life we live in Christ, demands a lot of us. The Christian life calls for a lot of giving. Many of us like to give. It gives us a sense of purpose, a sense of pride and satisfaction for the opportunity to help someone else. Makes us feel good, maybe even makes us feel independent if we can give something to someone else. But how can we give and give and give without falling into bitterness or disillusionment or fatigue? We first must receive, and receive well, especially from the Lord. And we must always remember that it is not the Holy Spirit who is slow to give, it is we who are slow to receive, and we resist. To receive the Holy Spirit, we need that interior peace. We maintain this peace not by letting too many like uncontrollable factors disturb us in our lives. We calm and we quiet our soul. We try not to pay too much attention to who is with or against us, and we try to simply please God. And this interior quiet provides a place that we can receive the Holy Spirit through the sacraments, and when we adopt that prayerful disposition of sort of like receptivity and dependence on God to give us what we need, when we need it, like Mary and the apostles, this changes us. And this is important because the harvest that we celebrate is not over. It's just beginning. Graduates, you're embarking on a new part in your life. A new phase, new challenges to be met with your unique gifts and talents, and your insights and your faith. You've all received a good education, even at different schools, Chillicothe, Uniota, the elite private academy of the Davis Academy, right? Different educations in different places, all good. But you have all received the same Holy Spirit. Never forget that. You've received the same sacraments of initiation, and you receive the Eucharist and reconciliation over and over again. To continue to open up yourselves to receive that Holy Spirit, He will remind you of all that Jesus taught you, and He will transform you. This will transform your relationships. It'll transform the universities and the colleges that you go to, or the places of employment, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself as you as the summer passes and you begin sort of these new challenges. And as we heard in that first reading, people from all over heard them speaking their language. Your peers are going to hear you speaking their language, but it's going to be different. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, when you make room for that interior peace, when you make room for the Holy Spirit, to be able to allow Him to transform your words and your actions, they're going to hear you speak in their language, but it'll be inspired. It'll be anointed. We must remember that the sacraments that we receive in these walls and the way we are transformed really does influence our words and our actions outside of these walls. We must never think that what we receive here in this church, here in these walls, that it somehow doesn't have anything to do with the real life, with the real world, and the challenges that the real world poses to us. Because what we receive here is God's greatest gift to us, making us like Him in the sacraments, in our prayer. That should inform our words and actions. It helps transform us, and it helps transform the world. That goes not only for the graduates, but it goes for every single one of us. That what we receive here is not just some illusion or some wishful thinking. But our prayer and the reception of the sacraments changes us to change the world. Let us be convinced that what we receive here really does have an impact on our words and actions. And on this Pentecost, we can pray for a new outpouring of that Holy Spirit. So every time at Mass, during the Eucharistic prayer, the priest has the epiclesis prayer. And he puts his hands over the offerings, over the bread and wine like this. And he's calling down the Holy Spirit to prepare those gifts to receive the Holy Spirit, that they will be transformed into the body and blood of Christ. So whenever we see the priest make that epicletic gesture, we too can kneel there and pray that we receive a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit, that we too be transformed into what we receive, that we too be transformed into the body and blood of Christ. We can pray for that, and we should pray for that. This is what the Lord wants to do with us. This is what He wants us to receive. And wherever we're at our weakest, wherever we want to block the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives the most, wherever we're tempted to sort of do things ourselves, that's often right where the Holy Spirit wants to do the most work. That's where He wants to make us strongest. It's oftentimes in that ego, I, where we need to be concerned about the great I Am, who gives us everything that we need and who really makes us fully alive as human beings. So on this Pentecost, let us pray for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit on our lives. Let us pray that we be receptive to all His gifts, that we acknowledge our dependence on God, and that through us, He renew the face of the earth.